Good morning. It's March 6th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In Alaska's GOP presidential primary, the spotlight is on former President Donald Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, leading the pack in a crucial contest. Despite withdrawing from the race, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy's name remains on the ballot, adding an interesting twist to the election dynamics. The primary is exclusive to registered Republicans, who will have from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. to cast their votes. This election is pivotal in determining how Alaska will distribute its 29 delegates to the National Republican Convention. Notably, there's a 13% vote threshold candidates must surpass to secure any pledged delegates. The delegates chosen based on this primary's results will be officially selected during the Alaska Republican Convention in April. With the stakes high, initial results from the primary are anticipated to be available by 9:30 p.m., marking a significant moment in the race for the Republican nomination. In a testament to human ingenuity and collaboration, NASA and SpaceX have once again joined forces, this time propelling the Crew 8 mission to the International Space Station. This marks a significant stride in our ongoing quest for knowledge beyond Earth's bounds, embarking from Florida's Space Coast on March 3, 2024, after an initial delay due to weather conditions. The Crew 8 mission is not just any journey to space. It's a six-month scientific odyssey involving three American astronauts, Michael Barrett, Jeanette Epps, and Matthew Dominick, alongside Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Grebenkin. These intrepid explorers successfully docked with the ISS on March 5th, integrating with the Expedition 70 crew to undertake a series of groundbreaking experiments. Their mission? To delve into over 200 scientific experiments focusing on neurodegenerative disorders, the effects of microgravity on plants, and various technology demonstrations, a testament to the mission's ambitious scope. In parallel to this remarkable human endeavor, SpaceX achieved a significant milestone with the successful completion of two Falcon 9 missions on March 4th. These missions, known as Transporter 10, and the deployment of 23 Starlink broadband spacecraft, represent the 10th rideshare mission for SpaceX. Launching from both coasts of the United States, these missions underscore SpaceX's commitment to expanding its broadband satellite network and highlight the ongoing advancements in space exploration and collaboration between the U.S. and Russia. This series of events from March 3rd to March 5th, 2024, showcases the relentless pursuit of space exploration and scientific discovery, marking another chapter in the storied partnership between NASA and SpaceX. As the Crew 8 mission unfolds over the next 6 months, the world watches with bated breath, eager to learn from the experiments and research that will undoubtedly enhance our understanding of space and beyond. In a landmark decision on March 5, 2024, the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the path for Donald Trump's return to the political arena, unanimously ruling in his favor to participate in the Republican primaries across the nation. This verdict reverses a prior disqualification tied to a constitutional amendment about insurrectionists, marking a significant moment in the lead-up to the presidential election. The case stemmed from an amendment aimed at barring individuals deemed insurrectionists from holding office, which had previously disqualified Trump from the primaries. The Supreme Court's unanimous decision not only reinstates his eligibility, but also sets a precedent for interpreting the amendment. Following the ruling, Donald Trump was quick to express his satisfaction, taking to various platforms to criticize House Democrats for their attempts to keep him off the election ballot. His reaction underscores the political tensions surrounding his candidacy and the broader implications for the Democratic Party. The Supreme Court's decision has sparked widespread debate, focusing on how it might affect the upcoming presidential election. Concerns are particularly centered around the timing of Trump's federal trial and its potential to sway voter opinion. With the court also set to rule on a challenge to the federal obstruction statute, the outcome could significantly impact both Trump's trial and the election's dynamics. This ruling guarantees Trump's presence in the election cycle, raising questions about how his federal trial might intersect with electoral dynamics. As discussions unfold, the focus remains on the potential influence of legal proceedings on the political landscape, highlighting the unprecedented nature of this election season. In a decisive move against digital espionage, the U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned the Greece-based Intellexa Consortium, marking a significant crackdown on the creators of the notorious Predator spyware. This action underscores the growing concern over the proliferation of commercial spyware and its implications for privacy and national security. The sanctions, announced on March 5, 2024, not only target the Intellexa Consortium, but also extend to key individuals within the organization, including its founder Tal Dilian and associate Sarah Hamou. The Commerce Department has further escalated measures by blacklisting Intellexa and Citrox, effectively cutting off their access to U.S. technology. These steps come in response to the alarming use of Predator spyware in surveilling Americans, including government officials, journalists, and policy experts, sparking a comprehensive federal response. The Biden administration has introduced new visa policies aimed at foreign individuals implicated in the misuse of commercial spyware. This includes those targeting journalists, activists, and other vulnerable groups, reflecting a broader strategy to combat digital surveillance abuses. The U.S. government's actions also include the addition of surveillance technology vendors to the entity list and the execution of an executive order to curb the trafficking of cyber exploits. These measures aim to safeguard national security and uphold human rights standards against the backdrop of increasing spyware threats. The sanctions and restrictions imposed by the U.S. government are a direct response to the global proliferation of the Predator spyware, which has been reported in at least 11 countries, including Botswana and the Philippines. Developed by the Intellexa Consortium, Predator has become a tool for foreign actors to spy on journalists and target dissidents, raising significant concerns over human rights violations. The U.S. government's actions signify a firm stance against the misuse of commercial surveillance tools, emphasizing the importance of responsible development and use of such technologies while protecting civil liberties. In a bold move aimed at protecting consumers, President Joe Biden has announced the formation of a task force to tackle what's being labeled as unfair and illegal corporate pricing practices. This initiative brings together heavy hitters like the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Justice, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, setting the stage for significant changes in how corporations interact with consumers. At the heart of this initiative is the CFPB's groundbreaking rule to cap credit card late fees at a mere $8, a decision poised to save American families over $10 billion annually. This rule marks a dramatic 75% reduction from the current average late fee of $32, targeting large credit card issuers with the goal of making penalty fees reasonable and proportional. This move is not just about reducing fees, it's about fundamentally changing the financial landscape for consumers, potentially saving those affected an average of $220 per year. However, not everyone is on board with this change. The credit card industry and financial associations are pushing back, warning that this could lead to higher interest rates for all consumers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has gone as far as filing a lawsuit against the new CFPB rule, labeling it flawed. Despite these challenges, President Biden is expected to champion these consumer protection initiatives in his upcoming State of the Union speech, with a focus on reducing the staggering $90 billion Americans spend annually on junk fees. It's crucial to remember, though, that late payments can still negatively impact one's credit score and bring about other financial consequences. To mitigate these risks, consumers are advised to employ strategies such as setting up alerts, automatic payments, changing due dates, and making payments online or over the phone. This rule represents a significant step towards making financial penalties more equitable, but it also reminds consumers of the importance of managing their finances responsibly. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.